It's a chilly, almost Halloween evening outside of the Come and Take It Live bar and performance space. A crowd of people in costumes ranging from dinosaur onesies to full-on lingerie are seeping into the venue. You can see them shiver with anticipation. They're here for one thing.
Oh my God!
It's the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
The same way people have like favorite drinks that they always go back to, or their favorite like places that they like, or their favorite bars or whatever, I feel like Rocky Horror Picture Show for us is like that homey go-to place for us.
That's Nico DeGaio. They play the narrator in this Rocky Horror Shadowcast. The Shadowcast gets up on stage and acts out the movie while it plays behind them in something that's too goofy to be a straightforward performance and too sincere to be parody. Joe Jones, who plays Riff Raff, has been participating in these Shadowcasts as either an audience member or a performer since they were in high school.
A Shadowcast takes this fun, ridiculous movie, dress up in ridiculously raunchy clothes, we scream ridiculously raunchy phrases, and we embrace slash make fun of this 1970s cult classic.
Nico and Joe are part of the Starlet Burlesque Troupe. It's a group of about 15 20-somethings in sequins and fishnets. The troupe plays by the rules of traditional Rocky with lots of call-outs and props, and, of course, they're all in full costume. But Rocky Horror is about more than just dressing up and performing. It's a place where people can feel free to explore their gender identity and presentation. Joe says that the show provided them with a space to see representations of people living outside of the gender binary, even if those people also happen to be aliens.
I am a gender nonconforming person, so when I first saw Rocky Horror, and I saw Frankenfurter go up on that stage, it was a man with a full beard in a corset and like a beautiful cocktail dress and like makeup at the wazoo. And I was like, wow, gender means shit.
Nico is genderqueer and non-binary. They say that playing the narrator has opened them up to new experiences that have reaffirmed their identity.
I'd never worn fishnets, and I was like, oh my God, wait, I get why you guys like them so much. They, and as I'm about to say the word feel, someone just goes, they just feel sexy, right? And I'm like, yes, I feel so sexy.
Joe says that this space for gender nonconformity is as old as Rocky Horror itself.
People are still up on that stage flaunting the fact that these are like gender nonconforming aliens who are sexy and they're proud to be here, and it's great. It's all about that experimentation and about that stuff for sure.
Aside from that, Rocky Horror is a way for the cast to just spend time with each other and bond over something that they love.
Honestly, if the audience doesn't start dancing during the time warp, I'm not doing my job well.
Everybody was dancing that night. For the Longhorn Newsroom, I'm Aurora Berry.